Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
I would love to share with you now more about the dynamic of being stuck. So a lot of students share that, with me. And also, of course, I also feel that at times it's kind of like we are stuck in a situation. And so there are different ways that we get stuck in this architecture. I already have mentioned the being stuck into the fast expression stage. It's kind of like the heart desire blossoming, the expression of interest is bam, banging against limiting beliefs and banging against fears and banging against our upbringing and what we should and should not do. So that's the first where we are stuck, first stage where we are stuck. So how do we get unstuck from that? Exactly as I have mentioned, we are courageous to honor our heart desire. It doesn't mean that we have to act upon them here. It doesn't mean that we have to kind of start traveling the world or move in straight away with our boyfriend. No. It means that first we need to be able to express that. I want to be a coach. I want to experiment with like a same-sex partner. I want to experiment with stopping eating this food, becoming vegan. All of that, everything is pathway of evolution, right? You're going to start seeing popping them everywhere, you know, like, ooh, new one. Anyway, so first we get unstuck from the first stage of expression by having honor and integrity. And that happens in the intimacy of our heart. It is our secret garden. Nobody needs to know. But the amount of soul connection that comes, guys, from being able to do that is absolutely phenomenal, because it is so profoundly healing, because it is the reconnection with our inner child. It is a reconnection with the shadows. It is reconnection with every of the daily paradigms, reality that has been projected upon us from our ancestors and past lives and so on. Being able to honor seeds of desires equally is phenomenal for healing the horizontal line that I have mentioned, you know, all the shadow work. All of this happens in this first stage already so profoundly. So first, I would love to invite you to observe that if you have hard desire that you're resisting, go deep inside yourself, see what they bang against, what is happening there, why do you struggle to honor them? Why do you struggle to really acknowledge them? What are the emotions arising? Are you anxious that if you really want children and that you're 40-year-old with no partner, are you really worried that it's never going to happen and that basically you are dreaming a dream that's never going to manifest and it's going to make you more sad? Allow yourself to bring that out. Allow yourself to express that. You can write in your journal. You can talk out loud. You can talk to your cat. You know, if you have a pet, they're wonderful. Wonderful companions, you know, that are there for that. Or if you have a very close friend that can hold space for you, express that. Because the being able to connect, that's connection with our heart desire, is going to really open the door for this seed to come and blossom. So that's the first blocks and friction that happen in the expression stage. Then we have a very interesting one that is kind of happening in the dynamic between second and third stage, between experimentation and integration. So here again, we are going to start going deeper into shifting outdated ways of being. So we can start experimenting with something new and we don't like it. Like it's unpleasant, it's challenging, it's difficult. So here I will take, for example, a changing diet, becoming vegan. That's something that I have done and I can share about. So first expression, I'm interested in becoming vegan. That was easy to honor and accept. Then came experimentation. So experimentation, like to start with, it's like, I forget that I'm vegan. So like today I ate cheese. Oh shit, like I need to put post-it notes everywhere. So I remember, like, no, you're vegan. So, like, don't go for the cheese and the eggs in the pantry because, you know, you have a family that still eat that. So, like, it's like red stickers, like simply remembering that. So that was just experimentation. And then with integration, it's challenging because, oh, I find it easy to be vegan when I'm by myself at home. But then when I have the kids, it's like there's all of these cheese around and eggs around. I have to start cooking differently. Do I cook two different meals? So this kind of a dance between experimentation and integration, I struggle. I don't necessarily like it. It makes things complicated. And then I go back home to Belgium and like, oh my God, like they don't even understand that term. Like literally, like we were fed cheese, like from like breakfast, lunch and dinner and with bread, you know, and butter and the meat and so on. So it's kind of like when I go there, I'm going to have to really experiment with expressing that I'm vegan and how can I do that? And that's like the dynamic that can get challenging is that we don't really integrate the learning that is happening. So for me, in the integration was basically really reclaiming more of my sovereignty, was remembering why I was doing that, why there was the first expression to start with. It's because I feel the suffering of the animal as it enters my body. I feel the animal screaming as I eat the meat. So of course, vegetarian, but then I cannot bear to think that all these cows were raped to be able to give a cheese that, yes, I love, but that I just like, so this is why. It's like, okay, so I remember my why. So then it becomes easier to integrate that. So when I start really wanting to go for that cheese, I just come back to my why. And then I experiment again. Maybe when I go to see family members and when I go to dinner, like I'm going to dinner tonight, there's a little party with my cousin and I bring my own food and people can share my food. They can eat my food, but I always make sure that I have enough for myself so I don't have to eat everything else that's on offer and that I don't want to put in my body. So sometimes when we get stuck here, is because we are not really ready to take the actions necessary and therefore to confront, it's like to confront reality, literally like a saying to others, well, I'm coming to dinner, but basically like I'm vegan, I'm gluten-free, I'm sugar-free. So I'm coming to dinner at your place, but I will bringing my own meal, you know? It's like, when we start experimenting, going towards integration, basically we are putting it out there. It's like, oh, I'm launching a business now. So I'm changing the way I dress and I'm going to start, you know, talking to my friends to see if they want to have session with me or if they can share in the world. I'm going to start. So basically like the friction here come because we have to put that out in the world. And that brings even more challenges around belief systems. Like, am I good enough? What are they going to think about me? Are they going to be offended? And we start caring about what other people think and we're not sure that we have all the keys and so on. So like for a lot of us, we are in the cycle of experimentation and integration for a very long time. So this is why certain pathway of evolution take a long time because we are resisting communication. We are resisting the embodiment of our expression. It's like basically we wish everybody all of a sudden would know about a new diet and would be okay with it. Like we wish that, like for example, I'm ready to enter a relationship and have kids. Like basically next thing happen, I open the door and the dream man is there. And in 3 months we buy the house, in 3 months we get married and in 3 months we have kids. Like a part of us wish that it was like that, but it doesn't happen like that. As you know, it is like, there is the poetic organization of the dynamics of the universe. So contrast happens. Everything happens because we are here to evolve and we evolve through this pathway of evolution because we experiment. Experimentation comes with finding our voice, being able to share what we want now or what we don't want anymore, expressing that we are changing, that we are evolving to our loved ones, to ourselves, so we have greater sovereignty, we have greater honor and integrity and also soul embodiment. Basically, it is aligning to our heart desire to be more free, to be who we truly are. And a lot, all of us, like, I'm sure that you like that, like me, it's like all of us, we want to be fully soul aligned and we want to be powerful, beautiful, loving, sovereign being. But when it comes to farming that and doing the work, that's something entirely different, because there is other people, because there we have our own wounds, our own traumas, our own fears, and our own limitations. So feeling blocked and stuck around this second and third stage often happens around these dynamics, you know, and we can have patience. And this is where we find both the balance of surrendering as divine feminine frequency, of trust, and we love ourselves and we have compassion for ourselves, so we don't really push too hard in the wrong places when we are not ready. But at the same time, we activate divine masculine will of this is what I'm going for, because this is my heart desire. My heart desire is to enter a beautiful relationship with a vegan person. So I'm going to start dating. I'm going to start putting myself out there. I'm going to start, you know, doing all of the things. And yes, it's confronting. Yes, it's challenging, but I'm doing it. There is this divine will. And so there's this beautiful dance that operates there, and we experiment. Like, we go on Tinder, Tinder doesn't work. We go on Bumble, Bumble doesn't work. Then we start dressing up to go to the supermarket, hoping to have this kind of romantic encounter. As we push the trolley against each other, or as we run on the beach, we put our best gear, like thinking, oh, maybe, you know, my man will be that or whatever, you know. We start experimenting, and that works, that doesn't work. And then we start integrating more and more. And when we integrate, we have conscious awareness here, because all of this, now that you're receiving this, is becoming more and more conscious. It's increasing your consciousness about the way you dance with life. It's like you're going to start realizing that you are integrating. And I would love to invite you to really hang on to that. You are integrating courage. You are integrating divine will. You are integrating trust. You are integrating honor, integrity, soul alignment, sovereignty, that communication, heart-to-heart communication. You are integrating so much as you are courageously on this pathway of evolution. Because you could have very well stayed in the first stage of expression and repress that desire and say, don't even exist because it's too hard for me to even see you. But if you're already experimenting, observe what you're integrating. You're already integrating everything that I have mentioned. So be proud of yourself, for goodness sake, instead of saying, why isn't it changing? It's not changing because you are integrating. Because very often, when something doesn't work one way, we need to try new ways of doing. We need to try new pathway of evolution. We need to try new expression. Like if you want to meet someone, we're going to go and we have maybe a heart desire. Okay, so I'm going to start doing yoga, maybe going to the gym or going to cacao ceremony or like to whatever where I could maybe meet someone. And all of that, we can see that we are consciously integrating so many things because we are learning. So it's only a matter of time until the actual heart desire starts manifesting and we can start realizing that it is happening. And when it's happening, we realize it. It's like, fuck, it's happening. And then we can start experiencing transcendence. And transcendence happens in very different ways. So sometimes it happens all of a sudden, like as I have mentioned with Reiki. I feel I have integrated everything that I have learned. So I transcend it. Yeah, I love it, but I'm just going to start something new and all is well. Sometimes transcendence can come and also bring challenges and blocks. Why? It's because we are not really ready to let it go. Because we haven't really consciously understood everything that we have integrated and learned from that. It's like the door is still open. We're not ready to let go. So when that comes, we need to really go back and we really need to see everything that we have received from that, everything that we have integrated, all of this code. We know that transcendence comes because we feel complete. We are happy, we are complete, and we can let go. When a relationship with a partner comes to an end, for example, a lot of people come to me and they ask how they can fix their relationship. Everything is around this also. It's kind of like what it is that you have experimented with in this relationship. What have you learned? What have you integrated? And then a lot of the time people realize that actually they have come to completion with that relationship. And that's a shock. You know, it's like, I got everything that I needed from that relationship. Does this make me like a mean person because I feel that I have used everything that I needed to use? No, it's like simply the dynamics of exchanging frequencies and codes. It has been transcended. And a lot of people stay in relationship and they found that become toxic because they don't realize that they have transcended that relationship. And they strongly believe that this endless cycle of challenges is teaching them more. When we are in relationships that are not uplifting and fulfilling, it is very important to have a good reality check and see, have I integrated everything? And sometimes what we need to integrate is courage to leave, and it's courage to break the relationship, which is what I did nearly 6 years ago with my marriage. And then when we can transcend that, we are free. We are completely free to express any kind of new things that we want to express in our lives. So you can already see from what I share that this architecture can be used for pretty much anything that we are playing with, from the small things to the very big thing.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.